Chav Dalet Tevis, which is the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe Shneur Zalman. He at the time in the year Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, that it's more than 200 years. Today we're up to Ayin Ches, so it's more than 200 years, 200 and a few years. The Alter Rebbe was running away. At that time, the armies of Napoleon, they were advancing into Russia. Russia was under the Tsar at the time. And there was actually a debate amongst the Jewish leaders, the great Jewish leaders at the time, who was better for the Jews. Was it the Tsar, Russia, or it was the French, or it was under Napoleon? Napoleon, of course, promised freedom, equality, opportunity for everyone. And that's not something that the Jews had experienced under the Tsar in Russia. There were many limitations where they can live, where they can do, and a lot of restrictions. So a lot of people thought that it's better for the Jews to be and to pray for the success of the French, of Napoleon. But the Alter Rebbe actually was of the view that freedom comes with a tremendous price for Yiddishkeit, and he felt that it was better for the Jewish people to have the Tsar win the war. And then, so basically, at the time, the Napoleon's forces were very quickly advancing, and the Alter Rebbe lived at the time in a city known as Liadi. Liadi, after the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, they moved them. Alter Rebbe started out in the city of Liozhne, but then eventually moved to Liadi. In the city of Liadi, it was a tremendous opportunity because the landowner at that time, it was sort of divided up between a bunch of noble men who owned, sort of, they were sort of in charge, a lot of little counties over there, and they were basically very little responsibility to the federal government, to the general. They would just basically do as they pleased. If it happened to be somebody who was good to the Jews, then the Jews lived well over there, basically. And this particular, they called him, I think, a graf, they called him, which would be, I know, like a governor or whatever, something of that, the one who ruled that area. And he was good to the Alter Rebbe and to the Hasidim, and they lived well. But as the forces of Napoleon were quickly advancing, they had to all of a sudden just leave. And the Hasidim with the family and the Alter Rebbe, they packed up the wagons very quickly and they started running away further, deeper into Russia, further away from the front. And the Alter Rebbe was relatively healthy. They didn't expect anything to happen to the Alter Rebbe, but while they were in the village of Piena, and it was Saturday night, in the portion of Shemois, sort of all of a sudden the Alter Rebbe became ill and he passed on. That was on the 24th day of Tevis. That was in the Parsha Shemois, Matzah Shabbos Parsha Shemois. And then they, the interment, they did it in a city nearby, not too far from there, called Hadich. And even today, you know, people go to the resting place of the Alter Rebbe to pray and to ask for blessings, etc. It's interesting, just to quote today's Hayom Yom, the Rebbe quotes over there that they asked by the Tzemach Tzedek, that the Rebbe Maharash asked by the Tzemach Tzedek, what is it that the Alter Rebbe wanted, both? He wanted with the conduct of Hasidim and Hasidus. What was his goal? What did he want to achieve with his introducing to us the path of Hasidus, the Derech Hasidim, and also the Hasidic teaching? And the Tzemach Tzedek answered that the path of the Hasidim, what he wanted is, he wanted the Hasidim to be like one family, according to the Torah, with love and care about each other. He wanted to make like a big family, so that there would be people would really care about each other. Of course, we know, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, that we're supposed to love every Jew. There should not be, God forbid, any sinas chinam, senseless hatred. There shouldn't be any lashon hara. There shouldn't be an only good and positive talk and ideas about one another. But still, family member is different. If you're a family, it's like there's a verse, Mibsorcha al tisalam, from your flesh. You can, somebody who's related to you, there's yet a closeness. And the Alter Rebbe wanted that the Hasidim should be like one family. That's how much they should be connected and care about each other. And then what did he want with Hasidus? He says Hasidus is both. It illuminates and it gives energy. Illuminate is that, you know, the first step for a person to be able to become close to Hashem and properly serve Hashem is for a person to be able to recognize and illuminate their own selves. And most of the time, people can very easily notice something wrong that somebody else is doing. But themselves, they don't always notice that as easily as they can see somebody else. The reason is, person is loves themselves and they excuse themselves and they find a reasoning why they are. And a lot of times people just don't see anything wrong with the way they act, the way they do, the way they think, the way they speak. They don't see it. So Hasidus illuminates, it helps you realize who you really are, to assess the situation, assess yourself, and to recognize that, you know, who... And sometimes a person, once you start making a true and a honest introspection, then you'll realize that there are certain places where you might improve, with certain areas in your life where you can find a way to better yourself. And that's where Hasidus comes in also, with the energy, with the passion, to help you identify, first of all, what needs to be corrected if there is issues. And number two is to bring in sort of a life force into your service of Hashem, to bring a chayis, an energy, to bring a passion, an excitement, a sense of urgency in your avodas Hashem, in your service of Hashem, so that everything that you do, whether it's davening, whether it's study, whether it's learning, whether it's doing a mitzvah, whether it's doing an act of kindness, not just do it in a way of anoshi melumodo, and I just in rote, and just do it, come to the minyan, but to do it with a chayis, to do it with an energy, with a real devotion, and that brings about that the performance is done a lot more enthusiastically, a lot more wholesomely, a lot more in a complete way. So we pray that the zuchus of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya v'Shulchan Aruch, as well as his day is today, Chav Dalet Teves, that this should be Megan, protect all of us and bring blessing to us in our avodas Hashem, in our connection to God, and to help us, you know, reach Tayr Lubeinu La'avdecha B'emes, to serve Hashem with purity, with sincerity, and our service and our tefillos will be accepted in Shamayim, and Hashem will send us his blessings and send us the Geula Amitis V'Hashleimah with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehir V'meinu.